paving the way for building more inclusive communities and enhancing cooperation with immigrants on shaping services. Following the project, Voices of Young Immigrants, Inclusion in Education, Work and Society, which was part of the Icelandic presidency of the Nordic Council of Ministers in 2023, the work on paving the way for more inclusive communities continues. Project background. The focus of the project was to obtain a clear and common understanding of actual hindrances experienced by young immigrants in Iceland. The work was based on bringing forth the voices of young immigrants in different regions in Iceland. During 2023, the project team, researchers, young immigrants and an extensive group of related stakeholders, from both Icelandic and Nordic as well as practice and policy, took part in discussing and analyzing challenges and identifying potential solutions. Finally, the young immigrants gave their feedback on the proposed solutions for further reflections and prioritization. Findings have shaped national policy work. Results from the project were included in the Green Paper, November 10, 2023, on matters of immigrants, challenges identified, as well as in the policy document, Society for Everyone, Iceland's Future and Policy on Matters of Immigrants, White Paper on Matters of Immigrants, Draft Policy to 2038, developed by the Ministry of Social Welfare and Labour. Published in May 2024. Some of the blind spots identified were that there can be too much focus on formal language teaching as the sole solution for inclusion, while other aspects of everyday life can be just as important, hence the focus on inclusion in the three arenas of education, work and society. In 2024, the project team put efforts into shaping the findings into practical products that can be used for shaping policy and for further development in practice. Also, in focus was to include the findings in projects and processes within adult education. We are now much more aware of the different situations that immigrants find themselves in here in Iceland, and it is easier to understand how to commonly address obstacles for inclusion. From a stakeholder who participated in the project, more focus on the involvement of immigrants locally. The findings have become a part of developmental work of 14 regional lifelong learning centers in Iceland, seeing opportunities in introducing and discussing IM locally with immigrants for identifying solutions that fit their context. In some cases, there is a strong need for a closer cooperation between stakeholders to facilitate inclusion in the different areas of everyday life and reach out in more innovative ways. In Ísafjörður, there has been a focus on creating informal venues where Icelanders and immigrants meet to have a chat in Icelandic. This one measure, stemming from the project Give Icelandic a Chance, has created an informal venue called The Third Space for people to meet. Through these informal conversations, experiences can be shared as well as information about, for example, social activities that people can take part in locally. That type of information may not reach immigrants easily, so this can be one way to enhance inclusion into the local society. One of the main challenges identified by the young immigrants in the project was to be able to connect with people for a chat. In Ísafjörður, there will now be a heightened focus on establishing user groups to be involved in shaping services and processes as well as increased use of public spaces to connect people. The findings of the project have given increased clarity on how to present and adjust learning pathways in adult learning to better meet the needs of immigrants. In Reykjanes, more focus has been put on obtaining feedback from immigrants on services provided. Connections to working life have been strengthened, which facilitates the transition from studying into work as well as an increased emphasis on learning through talking, less focus on grammar. In Reykjavik, Mimir LLL Center has put more emphasis on language training through conversations and the visibility of Icelandic spoken with different accents. It has been expressed by experts at the LLL centers that the timing of the project was optimal since the adult learning arena has been putting efforts into meeting the needs of immigrants. It is evident that the centers are enthusiastic about utilizing the takeaways from the project to support existing measures. In addition, the findings are being presented among university students in courses on adult education and social justice. The Education and Training Service Center continues to disseminate the products in cooperation with NLL and Common Nordic Networks. People who talk with each other share information, and the information shared can become a key factor in that people feel welcome and become more active in society. From a director at LLL Center, project results and products. Fostering an inclusive environment for young immigrants in Iceland. A policy recommendation responding to challenges in education, work and societal integration, urging policymakers to take action on the proposed solutions. Available in English and Icelandic. A sustainable model for change. A practical description of the methodology design-based research, DBR, and how it can be used to build networks, include relevant stakeholders and empower collaboration on solutions. a report in the form of a handbook presenting the findings of the project, which was part of Iceland's presidency of the Nordic Council in 2023. It not only presents key findings from the project but also serves as a practical handbook for using design-based research, DBR, to address complex social challenges. Further information about the Icelandic presidency of the Nordic Council of Ministers in 2023 can be found here.